You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We continue on here on The Week in Philly, and now we want to talk about an interesting story from the city's Spring Garden section, where the Whole Foods market there is looking to become the first Whole Foods in the entire country to unionize. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has been following this story. She joins us now, and Pat, there were developments this week. We will get to that, but first, kind of give us the backstory here. How long has this been in the works?
The people at the Spring Garden store, many of them worked for Whole Foods before Amazon bought it. And there were things that they had then, like part-timers had health benefits. A full-time week was 40 hours. You got paid for 40 hours. There was a profit-sharing plan. After Amazon in recent years,
they got rid of part-time healthcare. You don't really feel like people are looking out for you. It's been a very hostile environment.
A full-time week is now you get paid for 37 and a half hours because lunch is unpaid. And employees just started talking in the fall about, you know, maybe if we bargained with them collectively, we could get a better deal. At the end of November, they asked the National Labor Relations Board to set a union election, which it did, but it set the date for January 27th, which is 7 days into a new administration that is extremely hostile to unions. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So what happened this week?
Well, it's interesting. So at first, the employees said,
they're being really nice to us.
You know, Whole Foods changed out the management of the store. They transferred the managers elsewhere and brought in managers from like Princeton and other places. And the managers were really nice, and they repainted the break room, and they were bringing in junk food all through Christmas and New Year's week as a sign of appreciation. And so, and then last week they got called into a meeting and were told that every other store in the region would be getting a raise, but not that store because they were in the middle of a union election. They said that the law prohibited Whole Foods from offering them raises because it might influence the outcome of the election. Now, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, who would represent the employees, say that is a complete and, they believe, a deliberate misreading of the law. You're not allowed to approach a particular employee and offer them a raise. You're not allowed to try to bribe them. But on the other hand, you're also not allowed to punish them. So the UFCW maintains that to give every other store in the region a raise, but not the folks that are about to hold a union election, is a form of punishment, and they plan to file a complaint with the NLRB.
What they're doing is blatantly illegal. They're punishing them for trying to form a union, and that is against the law.
What does Whole Foods have to say?
Whole Foods, maintains, as I said, that the law prohibits them from doing it, and they will give the store raises as soon as they're legally able to. They have not made anyone available for me to interview, even though I've been asking for 2 months to talk to someone. They have three times sent me their statement on the matter, which includes a line that they recognize their employees' right to make an informed decision on union representation. And they are supplying that information themselves with a lot of leaflets, even a video, the employees tell me, of all the reasons why they shouldn't join a union.
And you mentioned the union vote is set for January 27th.
Yes.
And you talked about the fact that the Trump administration is coming in and has made it very clear that they are not the best friend of labor. I mean, we'd be talking literally a week into the administration. Could that change things? Could things be upended that quickly?
I don't think so. I don't want to underestimate the efficiency with which actually Elon Musk will run the Department of Government Efficiency, but I do believe the NLRB is in the crosshairs of his conception of that department.
So a lot of wait and see when it comes to the big picture there.
Yes. And, you know, Amazon is also notoriously anti-union. And there is one other Amazon facility in the country that has voted to organize. That was 2 years ago. They still don't have a contract with Amazon. So this vote is really just a preliminary step.
And once again, this would be the first Whole Foods, so that makes it even right. more important, more of a headline than just the idea that they're going to unionize.
Right. It's a preliminary step, but it's very significant. Not only would it be the first Whole Foods, it would be the second Amazon facility in the United States to organize.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We will continue on The Week in Philly right after this break. Don't go away.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.